around 12, I'm wearing my best clothes, a tie even, as if funerals aren't bad enough. It strangles me, sitting on the front pew in a church that smells of honey and mildew, staring at two coffins, my mum and my dad.
I need to wee.
Hold it in.
I'm too tired to cry. I want to curl up in a ball and sleep and dream of the stars, galaxies, spinning all around us.
It's coming back up.
Good.
I miss them already. It sounds stupid, I know, but it's only been 2 days, three nearly. When I went in school camp, I was gone for 8 days. I didn't miss them at all, maybe because I knew I'd see them again.
That's Ralphie singing.
Shh! Idiotic animal. Why we had to bring the dog along, I've no idea.
He's family. He is.
It's the saddest sound I've ever heard.
He should be in here. With us.
It's a church, darling, not a kennel. Amen for that. Stupid dog.
I can't help it. I know I shouldn't, but I hate Gran. She's mean and pushy. Dad always said she was a hard woman. Now I know what he means. When I look at her, I can't believe Mum came out of her, like she's made of stone. Even at the graveyard, she didn't cry when everyone else was. Even me. I wish there was music as they went down into the earth. Trumpets, drums, an orchestra, or even Ralphie. There should have been music.
What kind of music?
I don't know.
Don't you drop that.
I won't.
A brass band.
With marching girls.
Nah.
Mr. Matters can play the comb.
What will I do with these sandwiches?
Ben, I'm amazed there's anything left. They ate like horses and drank like fish.
It's a wake. That's what you do.
I suppose so. I had no idea who any of them were.
They're Mum and Dad's friends.
Peculiar lot. Now look what you've gone and done.
I'm sorry.
I told you.
It's a plate, for God's sakes.
No one moves. I want to, but I'm as heavy as lead. Embarrassed, like I'm seeing something I shouldn't be. But then, wonder of wonders, Gran opens her arms and cuddles her.
You poor love.
All of a sudden, I can imagine it. Gran as mother, who packed lunchboxes and made sheets smell of sunshine. Things you remember.
We'll be all right. Things will get better. Just you wait and see. I'll fix it all up.
How she's going to fix it all up? We find out in aisle 6 of the supermarket the following night.
Can we get these?
No, put them back.
Why?
They're full of sugar. Your teeth will rot.
So what will you do with your apartment?
What do you mean?
Will you sell it?
Sell it? Why would I do that?
You won't need it if you're moving in with us.
Moving in? The farm? Out here? In this place? Not on your life.
But I thought...
There's no way I could ever live here.
So, what happens to us?
You'll come back to the city with me.
All of a sudden, life got a whole lot worse.
Move? Away? From here?
What do you expect?
But this is our home.
It'll be a new life and a new home.
We don't want a new life or home. We like the one we've got.
I'll never see Mr. Manners again.
You can't do this. Not to us. It's not what they would have wanted.
I'm not going to argue.
It's our home and I'm staying here.
You can't. That's not possible. You know that.
You can't make me.
I think I can, young lady.
What about Ralphie?
I can't have pets. Not where I live.
So where's he supposed to go?
We'll find him a nice home.
He's got one already.
Shh. Everyone's looking.
Let them. I can't believe you're doing this. Mum would have been horrified.
Your mother...
would want us to stay. So we remember. But you want to take us away, so we forget. Well, I won't let you. I hate you.
She ran out of the supermarket, out into the night. We tried to catch up, but the car park was empty. No sign of her. And for the first time in days, I was afraid that we'd lost her too.